This is program number LW2510. Well, it's moved from the ghetto poor to the middle class. The use of heroin is becoming an epidemic. Hi, this is Larry West. It's grown from 160 tons in the 60s to 1,600 tons in the 80s. In a recent 7-month survey, the number of heroin addicts in the United States jumped 100,000. And the drug addict's habit costs him an average of $100 a day. A suburban youth, a dentist's daughter, a television producer, a music promoter, an advertising executive, it's moved from the ghetto poor to the middle class. A year ago, there were an estimated 350,000 American heroin addicts. Today, there are an estimated 550,000, and it's increasing. An advertising executive says, I made about $37,000 last year, and I probably spent close to $30,000 on heroin. He says, once you start to use the drug, you lose control. In New York City, a heroin pusher stands on the street and sells it to lunchtime Wall Street people, and the people are respectable-looking customers. They include executives, secretaries, and clerks from the city's financial district. And they're all looking for that midday fix. Finally, on occasion, cops arrive and bust up the party. Where does it come from? Well, we've lost our ability to persuade some governments to put their own poppy growers out of business, and the dope produced in some countries is now flooding into our own. 10 pounds of uncut heroin, for example, comes into Chicago's O'Hare Airport hidden inside cans of caviar. $10 million worth comes into the Dallas-Fort Worth airport inside a crate containing a Muslim holy book. Another big shipment is found at Los Angeles Airport, hidden inside a frame containing a picture of the Ayatollah Khomeini. 2,500 kilos bought over there cost between $200,000 and $300,000, but sold wholesale over here, once processed into heroin, it could bring in $50 million. And that's exactly one reason, a major reason, why it's so hard to stop. According to Mathia Falca, Assistant Secretary of State for Narcotics Matters, he gets from Congress about $38 million a year to fight it. But the drug traffic in the United States every year generates sales of about $60 billion. That's $15 billion more than what Exxon brings in. It's flooding into the United States. It's becoming an epidemic, a serious one. Authorities here tell us that they seize far less than 10%. Really, 2% would be more in the ballpark. It's safe to say that 95% of the heroin hidden inside airline luggage or ship's cargoes get through. Tons of heroin get to the streets of Newark, Boston, Baltimore, Washington, Chicago, Detroit, San Francisco, Los Angeles, and New York City. And the average junkie spends $100 a day to support his habit. And you know where he gets his money? He steals it. There are many who have to spend $200 a day, $400 a day. No wonder that half of all big city crime is said to be heroin-related. Stolen property now must be fenced to a middleman, and he pays the junkie about 1/5 of its real value. That means that a junkie must steal $500 worth of someone else's property to support a $100-a-day habit. When you total up the loss of property to the cost of treatment and law enforcement, the total cost of drug abuse is said to be about $20 billion, and that's just what it costs in money. It's impossible to measure what it costs in things like humiliation, pain, embarrassment, and even human life. Heroin overdose deaths in New York have increased 92% since 1978. Heroin-related emergency room episodes are up 146%. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. Mom, Dad, you might find interesting what the St. Louis County Office of Youth Programs have found. They have learned that basically three things help kids to stay off drugs. They are parental discipline, family togetherness, and the influence of religion. So, Mom, Dad, care enough to discipline, be a together family, and certainly introduce your kids to God. It was Jesus Christ who said once, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Introduce them to God. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.